You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How can Michigan attract and retain new talent? It's a question we've heard emanating from Governor Snyder's office and executive suites on down for years now. Earlier this month, a General Motors executive told a room full of automotive engineers that the autonomous vehicle revolution will bypass Detroit unless the region addresses its talent deficit. One of the top places companies look for new talent is at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. According to the school's statistics, just 9% of Ross students stay in Michigan after they get their bachelor's degrees. Now listen to this. That amounts to about 30 students out of 500. With us now are two U of M graduates, Maria Fabrizio and Brianna Dispenza. They looked at just how to address this problem when they took a capstone class at Ross called Creativity at Work, taught by our Next Idea partner, Jeff DeGraff. Maria, all semester, you explored why some U of M students stay in Michigan after they graduate and why some don't. What are some of the reasons you found?
Yeah, so I think there were a variety of reasons. We talked to some people in the Ross School of Business, some people in the School of Literature, Science, and the Arts and Engineering, and I'm also from Michigan, so I talked to some of my friends that go to Michigan State and also have stayed at Grand Valley as well. And there was a whole variety of reasons why some people would stay and others would not. I think the main reason for not staying is just the lack of big business opportunities in the cities of Grand Rapids and Detroit. While there might be some smaller opportunities, there just didn't seem to be a huge pull for larger, more prestigious sounding companies.
Brianna, what jumped out at you as you explored this question?
One city we looked at was Grand Rapids. And so millennials thinking about what sort of opportunities and activities there are to do in cities, the New York and Chicago usually appear more better than Grand Rapids for sure. So that was just one thing for that age range compared to older people as far as why they enjoy Grand Rapids.
That's a good point. And Maria, you're from Grand Rapids, so tell us about your job situation. I understand you're considering a number of options and most of them kind of revolving around Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So I've kind of, being in so many different communities on campus, had the opportunity to explore a lot of different job opportunities. And one of my potential opportunities could actually end up being in Detroit, which is ironic because I never thought that I would end up there, but that might end up being the case, so we'll see. But yeah, no, I definitely have considered Washington, D.C. I'm a political science and international studies major, so that really is a good spot to be for jobs in that field. But yeah, I've not decided on anything yet, so still waiting.
Just waiting to see. And Brianna, you're from New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay, and after you graduated, I understand you're moving to Benton Harbor and you're going to work at Whirlpool. What were you looking for in that first job?
For my first job, especially after studying abroad in London, I was looking for a place where I can find an adventure sort of every day. And while studying abroad, I realized I'm the type of person to bucket list, and I can take a place that many people might not think is interesting, or they might just do the typical tourist things, but I like to find things that are off the beaten track and is really interesting to do. So when I was looking for a job, I was thinking about New Orleans and possibly going back, but with Whirlpool, I loved their corporation and everything. So, and then when I visited, I was looking at things I could do, like kayaking or what's close by. Chicago's close by and things like that.
And so you've already kind of gotten your mind thinking of things that you're looking forward to exploring in the St. Joe Benton Harbor area.
Yes. The lake was one thing, kayaking, and there's a whole bunch of summer activities to do.
Now, I'm wondering about politics and culture and how the state's culture and political makeup factored in your decision. I'll start with you, Maria.
Yeah, sure. So I think it's a small part of it, but I think really for me, it's more just about the jobs. If there are jobs there, people will stay. I will stay. Like I said, I didn't think I was going to end up in Detroit, but this job that I am really interested in happens to be in Detroit. So that's what's getting me to potentially stay when I never thought that I was going to. So the culture is definitely part of it, but I think anyone that has lived in the state of Michigan, even for a few years, knows that there's a lot to do. And there's Detroit, it has a lot of exciting things going on. Grand Rapids also has a lot of exciting things going on. You just have to be open to it and like look for it a little bit. I think some of my classmates that maybe have not spent as much time in those areas maybe don't know about those things.
How about the politics?
Politics-wise, I'm a Democrat. I can say that. And it's been somewhat of a factor. I've worked on a campaign in the state of Michigan for a Democratic candidate and really enjoyed that. Grand Rapids is more conservative, which doesn't necessarily align with my politics, but has not stopped me from enjoying my time there when I go back for breaks and with friends.
Brianna, what about you? Your thoughts on Michigan's politics and its culture?
Kind of relating to her, I'm a Democrat as well. But it didn't play a significant role in ending up in Benton Harbor, knowing that my opinions would stay my own, but also feeling like I'd find a community there when I moved there as far as politics and things like that.
How about transportation? How about being able to get around and not have to own a car?
I think that one piece of Michigan that has been challenging is that it was built by the auto industry. So as a consequence, a lot of the parts of the cities are more disparate and you really do need a car to get around, which just makes it less accessible. So even for students on Michigan's campus, the reason that people haven't seen Detroit and don't know about the growth is because they can't access Detroit. And there has been some efforts to increase transportation between the cities, but it's not as widespread as it needs to be.
I would agree. I know that there's a bus that goes from Ann Arbor to Detroit, but this wasn't something I was told about until maybe a year ago. I didn't even know about it. So if this was something even Michigan put in the forefront to students, like, oh, we also have a bus that takes you from Ann Arbor to Detroit so you can explore the rest of Michigan. But yeah.
Yeah, and Grand Rapids is totally cut out of that. So there's absolutely no way to really get to Grand Rapids easily. I know even just when I want to go home for the weekend to see my family, it's really challenging if I don't have access to a car at the time. So there's maybe one bus that will go every, like, I don't know, 8 hours or so, and it's not convenient at all.
So this is really something that is a statewide issue. It's not just Southeast Michigan, although so much of the conversation is about what's happening in Southeast Michigan.
Absolutely.
You know, most of the political and business leaders who are concerned and worried about attracting new talent, shall we say they are not of your generation. do you feel like they're listening to people like you, new graduates, and that they might be on the right track to creating the right climate that could get Michigan to compete with the likes of Chicago and New York?
Yeah, so I actually don't think that it's politicians or big business leaders that are making those cities more attractive to students. I think it's other students. I mean, even just a critical mass of your friends in one city that makes it more attractive to you. So I think if there are enough attractive jobs in a certain area or if there's enough exciting things happening in Detroit or Grand Rapids, people will want to stay, and then they'll stay because their friends are staying, and it kind of has just a, you know, percolating effect on graduates.
Yes, I would agree. It's definitely word of mouth and friends. If you feel like you have a Michigan community where you're moving to, people are more likely to go to that city or state. So when you're just a sophomore in the business school and you're going to these organization meetings, people are like, well, I went to Chicago or I went to New York, so come along with me. And that's how it happens. It really just depends on word of mouth and recommendation from friends.
What advice would each of you have for our Michigan business leaders who would desperately like to keep folks like you, more young workers, right here in Michigan?
Yeah, so I mean, that's a big question. That's what we spent the whole semester looking at. And I don't think there's a clear answer. If I could answer it in a couple minutes, I probably would have a job now. But I don't. So no, I think there's a lot of things that people can do. I think just continuing to really recruit heavily at universities where they want people. I think continuing to show up for those career fairs and bringing people, a variety of people, to those events. So I know when I go to recruiting events, I find people that have similar backgrounds to me, and I find people that look like me and, yeah, just have similar interests. And that's kind of how you make connections with people, and that's how you find out about jobs and become invested in places, just like what you were saying earlier with your job in Benton Harbor. It's because you like the company, you feel connected to the company. And I think that Michigan companies just need to continue doing that at the recruiting stage, like right away. It's too late after people graduate. At that point, people have already made connections or decided and made their choice. You have to invest in people early on in the college process.
The ship has sailed if you're doing that at this point when you're about to graduate. Brianna, you get the last word.
I would say companies should really try to connect students with the city. So besides just trying to sell them on why the company is a great place to work, why is the city a great place to live? And just from one visit isn't going to sell them. So how can you get them to come back multiple times and really feel a connection to the city that they're going to be living in for more than a year or two? So
help them
really
see themselves there.
Yes.
Help them
exactly.
See themselves
and
there.
And showing them maybe some unique parts or activities or favorite places to eat, favorite places to do certain activities, get to know the people they're recruiting. And so do they love yoga? Well, here's a yoga place. Or, you know, really convince them that they could see themselves living here on a daily basis.
Yeah, apart from business leaders, what do you think elected leaders, cities can do, communities can do to make themselves more attractive to young workers?
I think just continuing to invest in things that are important to people of our generation. So I think Grand Rapids has done a really good job of expanding. Even their microbreweries has made it so much more fun to go home over winter breaks. The farmers markets are great. There's a lot of opportunities to do things outside. And I think that Michigan cities and cities around the U.S. that really invest in interactive places and activities are the ones that are successful at retaining people.
I would say cities should look into visiting college campuses. So actually bringing those elected officials to college campuses and just talking about the city they're from and what are kids doing during spring break? Could they offer some type of trip or visit for students to come to the city and just spend a day there learning about the city?
Well, advice from the perspective of University of Michigan graduating seniors, Brianna Dispensa and Maria Fabrizio. Thank you so much for being with us and congratulations.
Thank you.